Any observations on the tolerability, sort of day-to-day quality of life that women experience with an aromatase inhibitor compared to tamoxifen?
Joint pain is the number one thing I hear patients complain about, and that it does affect their quality of life, their activities that they're doing day-to-day and with their family, picking up grandchildren in their arms, playing golf that they enjoyed. Also, concern about their bone health with risk of osteoporosis is something that's very much on a patient's mind taking an aromatase inhibitor. So the joint pain is the constant daily reminder. Combine that with, I'm wondering if this bone pain is related to my bones getting more brittle, perhaps looking at their mother who had osteoporosis and seeing her in a nursing home with a broken hip and saying, is that my future? So making sure that we are addressing her bone health is something we should do right up front of bone density study. What's her bone health now? Does she need to go on medication with her aromatase inhibitor to offset that potential side effect of bone loss?
What about the delayed use of aromatase inhibitors, and specifically starting an aromatase inhibitor in a woman who's had tamoxifen in the past, who's menopausal, or occasionally you see people who never got hormonal therapy even though they have an ER-positive tumor? What kind of approach do you all take in sort of making that decision about starting up an aromatase inhibitor in a delayed fashion?
Yeah, we always turn to the evidence-based medicine studies. One of those studies being tamoxifen followed by letrozole, Femara, is an option for most patients. What we discourage a great deal is the patient who says, I've been on Arimidex for 4 months and I don't like it. I'd like to switch to Femara, and if I don't like it, then I'd like to go on Aromacin, kind of pill shopping for, I'll take the one with the lesser side effects. You know, we don't know a whole lot, if much of anything, about the effect of jumping from one aromatase inhibitor to another over a period of just a few months. And I think that patients need to understand that it's better if they stay on what they're on and we figure out how to manage the side effects rather than doing this switch every couple months to another drug. I'm not sure that we really are doing good by them.